shit, shoes off. Almost forgot again. Hello? Hello?
Oh, here you are. Hi. Long time no see. I didn't know you were going to be here until I saw your car outside. Still in bed, though. Shouldn't you be, well, up? I can make you some coffee, if you want. I usually have some while I'm cleaning up around here. Call it a perk of the job. Perk of the job. What, are you telling dad jokes now? You're the senior keeper of the house now, time to start acting like it. Mistress always says, if they don't take you seriously, we'll never see your value. Got to make him take you seriously. Huh. Really just gonna lie around all day? That's, something.
Don't guess I could blame you. If I had all this, I'd...
Well, it doesn't matter, I guess. So, just so you know, I do usually start in these bedrooms. Do you want me to just get started? Oh, this? Yeah, we don't really wear the uniforms anymore. Thank goodness. They were nice, but if I'm being totally honest, coming to work dressed like a French maid every day, it was a little too, Downton Abbey for me. Like, I get it. I work here, but hello, it's the 21st century. Shouldn't we update our arrangement here sooner or later? My agency isn't cheap, you know. I do all right keeping this place shipshape. I got a promotion. I don't know if you heard. Just going to, start dusting over here.
Anyway, so yeah, these days it's all yoga pants and tank tops while I clean. It's just me here a lot of the day, and I don't really get to exercise before I get here, so I just sort of do it while I work. You know, bend down to pick stuff up, stretch extra tall when I put the laundry away.
Mistress always tells me if I want to be taken seriously, I have to look the part, and that starts with keeping up my body.
Can you tell I've been working on it?
It's okay. You can look. I know I said I want to be taken seriously and all, but I do still have my contract.
You like?
Come on, I know you do. I know I fill these yoga pants like a dream, don't I? I was built for these things. Plus, you all have mirrors all over this damn place, so I get to see my greatest, asset. All day long. Almost a shame there's usually nobody home when I'm here.
I assume you still take yours the same way as mine?
Well, here you are, Master.
Are you blushing? Well, you are kind of the master now. Don't see anyone else's car here. And to be honest, I know everyone else's schedule but yours. They're all away for the weekend, aren't they? That's why I was a little surprised to find you here.
You look incredulous. What? Don't believe me?
Okay. Confession time. I'm maybe... have access to your calendar, too. I may be a little bit kinda sorta wanted to run into you.
Well, I mean, come on, it's been a long time. Lots changed with both of us since we saw each other last. I've come a long way from when I started here. I got the promotion, I started taking better care of myself and my body, and to be honest, it was you who inspired me to do that.
I always admired you. Little shocked at the sleeping in today, but in general, you always seemed so put together. I thought, Heron, why can't you be like that? You know what I mean?
I always saw you noticing me. And you have that way about you. Your body, I mean. We all have our types. My type, well, it's... How do we put this delicately? Well, it's you. And since I'm apparently in confession mode, I think I did as much noticing you as you noticed me. I know. I'm staff here. But like I said, 21st century. Who says it has to be all master this and master that? This stuff is great, by the way. I should probably get started a little. Usually handle the linens first, but since you're, in there, I guess I'll just dust over here. So I've been thinking, and I didn't want to approach anybody else about this. And before you answer, well, look, I know we haven't seen each other in a while, and I totally get that I'm still a staff, but I think it would be prudent if... Well, I think I should be allowed to use the pool. I know, I work here, but look, I'm pretty efficient. I can get the place spruced up pretty fast, and all the windows in this place sometimes work up a bit of sweat. And none of you ever use the pool, so I think I should be able to, you know, take a dip. Yeah, no, I feel like we've always kind of understood each other. Maybe another confession. I already did it. I can't believe I'm telling you this. I already did use the pool. Just once, mind you. There was this one day. It was particularly warm in here, and I was trying to get the place all clean so I could get out of here. There was nobody home, and I stepped outside to get some fresh air. The grounds are always so pretty in the summer, so green, so lush, the grass is so well manicured. I don't even ever see the groundskeepers. It's as if it's just always so perfect. Sometimes I go outside, I don't even put my shoes back on just to feel the grass caressing the bottoms of my feet. Not quite tickling, but just tiny little sensations. Then one day, I knew I was going to be alone with the place, so to be honest with you, I wasn't wearing a bra. There was a breeze out. I could feel the cool wind blowing through my soft top. I was looking at the pool and it just looked so appetizing. I kept looking around and there was just nobody. I obviously didn't have a swimsuit and I just had this impulsive moment, you know? I took off my top and put it on the patio next to the pool. My breasts totally exposed to the breeze. The cool air and the sweat on my chest. Oh, it felt so not just cool, but free. At first I had my arms across my chest in case somebody noticed. But I started thinking, honestly, so what if anyone sees? So I let my nipples go and they felt so free. And I liked being exposed. I thought about the neighbors. Maybe one sat at a desk, working from home, happening to peer outside just as I let my breasts go and catching a glimpse. Maybe she'd look down at her own breasts. Maybe she would run her fingers over her own nipples and imagine she was caressing mine. Or she'd close her eyes and imagine I had noticed her and appeared behind her to tease her nipples with my delicate fingers. I got so caught up in it that I didn't notice how hot the stones of the patio were under my bare feet. But then I did notice. And before I knew it, instinct just kicked in. I peeled off my yoga pants. Slowly. And took a step down into the crispy, cool water. First, I just stepped in on the first step to relieve my feet. Just stood there, water just above my ankles, naked except for a pair of white cotton panties, my whole body caressed by the breeze. And then I stepped in further, step by step, and when I reached the last step, the surface of the water, gently rocking with the breeze, lapping against my thighs, just below my panties, I have to confess, I started to get, I hope he won't judge me. I started to get, I started to get wet. Not like from the pool, I mean, my pussy. Sorry, I got a little caught up in, why are you looking at me like that? You wanted to hear the rest of it? Sorry to kill your buzz, but I didn't go any deeper. Can't get my panties soaked in the pool and finish the rest of my day without underwear on, could I? I can see from the look on your face that, you think I could? Is that right? Maybe you'd like it if I did take a step further and feel my wetness meet the water. Feel my nipples perk up as the chilly water met my sensitive pussy. Look up at the neighbor who spotted me. Make eye contact as I submerge my waist in the water. Wade in, moving gracefully in the water. Slip my thumbs under the tops of my panties, slowly press them down, just like this. Yeah, that's what happened. No panties. Just like right now. It felt so damn good. The water swirling between my legs, between my thighs, drawing out more wetness. I want you to do something for me. It's easy. I want you to take off everything. Yeah, baby, get naked with me. Mm-hmm. Get naked with me. Why not? There's nobody here. You like how that sounds, don't you? Being naked with me? Your maid who came to work in yoga pants to show off for you. No panties? Your little maid, naked in your pool, teasing your neighbor. Now I want you to put this one hand behind your head and drink your coffee. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Just like I've been imagining all this time. You sitting there all casual. A cup of coffee. Naked, free, casual, staring at me. Does this arouse you? It sure, looks to. Since I'm in a confessing mood, I'm totally, completely wet for you right now. I want to show you. Here. I'm going to do something for you, and I hope maybe you can do something for me. You can just stay there, propped up, relaxing. I want to... Well, here. Let me take your hand. I want you to touch me. Here. Feel the inside of my thigh? The flesh of my thigh. Indulgence, squishiness, but also tone. I take care of my body. I've wanted you to see my legs, to feel them. Let me guide your fingers up here to my opening. Do you feel my wetness? You see why I had to get in the pool? I couldn't just be wet like this in the house. I have a duty, you know. I'm just going to, get in your lap, okay? Look at us. You sitting there, casually drinking coffee,
me naked somewhere I'm not supposed to be. All this time we've wanted this. You wanted this too, didn't you? I know I was never just a maid to you. Not with the way you always look at me. Do you like this scene, baby? Your hardness between my legs? What if I inched forward just a bit? I want to kiss you. Can I do that? Fuck, it's just like I always imagined. I can't tell you how much I've wanted this. To be here with you. Just you, like this. I'm going to try something. I want you to let me ride you. Okay, baby? We shouldn't do this. I'm not on birth control, but I don't fucking care. I want to, and I think you want me to. Oh, fuck. I love this so much, baby. Fuck. I'm going to go slow, okay? Just watch, baby. Be a good boy and watch. Relax your hips. I don't want you to thrust or move. Just drink your coffee. Relax your muscles. Just let it happen. Oh, yeah. Fuck. You are so hard. Good boy. I wonder if you were already hard before I got naked in front of you. Is that why you stayed under the sheets when I came in? I always imagined that I turned you on. Every time I caught your gaze, you were looking at my ass. Not in a weird, lewd way. But like you were studying me, trying to paint a mental image you could remember for later. Aw. Fuck. Did you masturbate to me? Fuck. Oh, fuck. I might have touched myself to the thought of us doing this here. I shouldn't be doing this. What if someone came home? Yeah, what if they caught us? Your innocent-looking maid lost her self-control, riding your fucking cock. How's this for a mental image, babe? Good boys deserve good thoughts like this. Like me arching my back, holding your ankles, my knees flat against the bed, my perky tits bouncing gently as I ride up and down your cock, feeling every vein and ridge and pulsating with need inside me, stroking the walls of my pussy. Oh, fuck, you're a good boy, and I want to be your good girl. I want to serve you and coax out your need. I want to see it. I want to serve your pleasure. Oh, fuck, I can feel you throbbing. Is that a nibble? You can tease me with your teeth. Nibble on my lips like a good boy. Fuck. Fuck, I can feel your shaft rubbing into my clit when I'm leaning to you like this. I'm gonna come, okay? Fuck, that good boy is gonna make me come. Then I want you to fucking come with me. Suck on my nipple, baby. Lick it and tease it. Fuck yeah. Tease it just like that. Oh. Just like that, baby. Shit, I'm close. I'm going to. Oh, fuck. Fuck, fuck. Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh, fucking come with me. Come with me. Oh, fuck, I can feel it. I can feel it inside me throbbing. Come inside me. Oh, God.
Oh, fuck. Yes. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh. Oh. Oh.
There you go. Breathe with me. Oh, fuck, that was good. Can I ask you? I want you to do something for me. I see the hunger in your eyes. I need you to do something. I want you to lay on your back. Yeah, over the side of the bed. I was thinking the other day, feeling the water of your pool lapping at my legs, at my pussy. I want you to do that to me. I want to taste your cum dripping out of me. To feel my wetness on your face combined with your cum. It's our cum, baby, and I want you to taste it. And then I want to taste it with you, okay? I'm gonna step into you now. Turn your head to the side here a little. Just like that. You know what to do. Caress the inside of my thigh just with your lips. Go slow, just take your time. It's no one but us. I made sure. I've wanted this. I know it's been a while, but I think you want it too. You do want it, don't you? You do want me. Oh, like that. That's right. Press your lips into my inner thigh. One. And then the other. Plant needy little kisses on one side. And then the other. Oh yeah. Tease me. Feel our wetness dripping onto your cheek. I work for you. But today I want you to tease me like you were a plaything. Your tongue. Use the tip. Close your eyes and tease the space between my leg and my lips with the tip of your tongue. Don't rush. Up. 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 Yeah. You know what to do, don't you? Keep teasing my outer lips. Gentle strokes up towards my clit, but not yet getting there. Just nuzzling my thighs in our sticky cum, making a mess for your maid to have to clean up. Take your time, handsome, we both have time. Oh, fuck, you're good at this. You've done this before. I know you have. I know you've done it before. But not with one of the maids. Your girls out there aren't like me. The other maids aren't like me. Treat me like I'm different. Lap at me like the water out in the pool. Taste your cum oozing out of me. Combined with my cum, baby. Just teasing the delicate folds of my pussy and tasting the two of us together. Yeah, just like that. Oh, fuck, that's good. Now I want more. Give me more. Slowly work your way up to the top. Yeah, you know how to do it. Closer. And closer. Fuck, press your tongue into it. Be a good boy and tease my clit with your tongue. Fuck yeah, that's it. A little faster. Focus on it. Wrap your hands around my legs. Feel them. Pull me closer. I'm going to take my tank top off, okay? Oh, fuck. Keep teasing my pussy, my clit. Keep thinking about my naked skin in your yard, waist deep in your pool. My bare tits exposed. your neighbors could see. Does that make you jealous? You want them all to yourself, my good boy. You want my fucking tits all to your greedy self, don't you? I'm gonna wrap my shirt under your head so I can pull you into me, okay? Like this. I want to feel your lips on my vulva while you tongue my clit. I want you to feel me pulling you into me so you know how fucking hot you're making me. Fuck, I'm already getting close. Devour me. Feel my wetness in your mouth. I want you to taste me. Oh. Keep stroking me with your tongue. Good boy. That's right. That's my good boy. Be a good boy and serve me like I serve you. Yeah, you like serving me? You like seeing me come into your bedroom in my yoga pants and tank top? Yeah. You don't want me in that French maid frock anymore, do you? You want to see these yoga pants painted onto my fucking thigh so you can study them while I walk around, don't you? Fuck, you want to see every curve, every feature of my ass as I turn around to dust. When I bend down to pick up linens from the floor, you love seeing me walk around in these yoga pants barefooted, don't you, my good boy? Being a good boy and lapping at my pussy. You want me to keep getting naked and getting in the pool when nobody's looking. Fuck, you keep wanting me to be wet in your house. You feel how wet I am, don't you? Nod. Nod for me, good boy. Nod for you while you tongue my clit. Oh, fuck, yeah, just like that. I'm almost... Fuck, I'm about to come. Right there. Keep going, right there. Oh, yes, just feast on my fucking pussy. Suck on my... Oh, yeah, fuck, yeah. Suck on my clit while I come on your face. Oh, fuck, 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 fuck. Oh, God. Oh. 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 Oh, fuck. I'm going to kiss you. I'm just gonna stay right there. Oh, fuck, I want to taste her cum on your lips, on your tongue. Deliver your fucking cum to me on your tongue like a treat to your maid. Fuck, that was so good. Don't you think we taste good together? I love tasting your cum mixed with mine, glazing your tongue. It's getting all over my chin. And when I get up, it'll drizzle down on my tits. Fuck, this is gonna take so long to clean up. I love being fucking dirty with you. Fuck, we taste good in your mouth. I'm still so wet. Okay, confession time. Again. I've wanted this for like so fucking long. Here, sit back up here. Mm-hmm. Sit up. We'll just prop your head here with pillows. Here's your coffee. I wouldn't be much of a maid if I didn't clean this up now, would I? Would you like it if I took some of it on my fingers? Just like this? Come here, baby. You still got our cum on your lips. And now I've got yours on mine. I'm not your maid anymore. I'm just a girl, naked in your lap, covered in both our cum. Come here, baby. I could stay in here all day, but I've got to work. So I'm assuming you'll be around more often. And can I use your pool?
Not right now, obviously. I am going to need to use your shower, though. You want to watch? Here, I'll freshen up your coffee.